discuss tonight. We're learning this week about a controversial point in Mechiras Chametz, which doesn't really appear until the 19th century, but since then it's been a subject of considerable debate, and even today I think there are different customs about what to do, and that is the question of whether in Mechiras Chametz you're supposed to specify, to some degree at least, exactly what sort of chametz you're selling. Do you just say, I'm selling all my chametz, or do you say, I'm selling my Cheerios and my whiskey and my pasta and my bagels? Now, the reason this didn't really come up much before the 19th century is because, again, the evolution, the historical evolution of Mechiras Chametz. It used to be Mechiras Chametz was a normal sale. You told the guy, you went to the guy directly, not even with a rav, and you told him, I have a warehouse full of whiskey, I want to sell it to you. I have a bakery with bags of flour, I want to sell you the flour, I want to sell you the bread. So generally, it was clear what you were selling. As Mechiras Chametz evolved into a mass affair with a rav, with lots of different people, and people had all kinds of chametz, they weren't just selling a specific business. So as Mechiras Chametz developed the character it has today and became much broader, the melech, it became much more of an issue, the question of whether you need to specify exactly what chametz you're selling. Now, just to clarify, there are basically two questions that Acharonim discuss, two versions of the question. A, what should you do lechatchila? How should it be done normally? B, assuming you do need to specify, what happens if you didn't b'di'avad? And we find, apparently, that both these questions were a machlokas. What you should do lechatchila is something of a machlokas. The Iker discussion in the poskim is what happens b'di'avad. Those poskim who said you should do a lechatchila had considerable debate about what happens b'di'avad. But even lechatchila, it's mavur, there were different minhagim, because on the one hand, many of the acharonim that we've seen, that we'll be discussing, took for granted that lechatchila you do have to specify, and their whole discussion was maybe it's even ma'akev b'di'avad. But on the other hand, they acknowledge that if you read some of the tshuvas and if you look at some of the shtaris and mechiras chametz, it's clear that some major poskim just didn't even occur to them that you had to specify what kind of chametz you were selling. Even today, there are different customs. Also, we should clarify that when we say specify, there are different stages in the process. There's when you go to the rav and you fill out the harsha, we call it, you appoint him the shliach, and you give that sometimes on the harsha the space to specify, sometimes it's a separate list of who you are and what you have. Then the question is, should the rav specify to the guy what he's selling? The custom today typically is that the rav gives all the harshas to the guy, so the guy has a whole stack of papers which enumerates whatever people chose to enumerate, that's what the guy has. But the question is again, should there be any enumeration, either in the first stage between you and the rav, or the second stage between the rav and the guy, or both? So these are the questions that the Acharonim discuss. Now, as we've seen, the first one, the one who started this whole controversy, was basically the Mekar Chaim. Mekar Chaim is not a terse Acharon in general. His Mekar Chaim on Hilchos Pesach is quite long, very often. Nevertheless, this is one line buried, literally one or two lines buried in a long shtickle. He just gives different guidance on Mechiras Chametz, and one line he says, you have to specify the different types of chametz that you're selling. If you don't, he says, it's a real problem because you get into the question of Davar Sheina Masuyim, a halacha in Chashon Mishpat, that for a sale to work, you have to specify what you're selling.
What and where, or just what?
Well, where is a separate issue. I'm not discussing where tonight, I'm just discussing what. Now, even the Mekar Chaim probably agrees that you don't have to get down into too much detail. If you say cereal, that's likely enough. Do you have to say Cheerios? Do you have to say Honey Nut Cheerios? Do you have to say, it's not clear. Nobody seems to say, as far as I can tell, that you have to specify in too much detail, but what Mekar Chaim does say is that you can't just say chametz. You have to specify things like, poskim say things like whiskey, like bread, like flour, at least in some type of subcategory of chametz you have to say. Otherwise, it's called Davar Sheina Masuyim. What is Davar Sheina Masuyim? That is a halacha basically invented by the Rambam. Not even clear where he got it from in terms of Chazal, but the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch paskin in Chashon Mishpat and Siman Reish Tes, and there are no chalkim brought by the Shulchan Aruch or the Rambam over there, that if a person says, I'm selling you stuff that's in this bag, stuff that's in this house, a mystery box, I don't tell you what it is, that's called Davar Sheina Masuyim. That does not work because there's no Gemuras Das, you don't know what you're buying, and that doesn't work. However, if you say, I'm selling you some bread, the bread that's in this box, even if you don't know how much there is, that's fine. You know you're buying bread, that's enough. If you don't know what you're buying, that's called Davar Sheina Masuyim, and that's a problem. If you know what you're buying, even if you don't know how much, then that's called Masuyim, and that's fine. Mekar Chaim says, seems to assume we passing like this Rambam. It's the Mefurish Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring any Chalkim. He assumes we passing like the Rambam, or at least you have to be Chashish for the Rambam. And therefore he says, it's not enough to say Chametz. You have to say what kind of Chametz. Now, this created a great controversy in the later Acharonim. Now, most of the interesting tshuvas are dealing with b'di'avad. What happens if b'di'avad you don't do that? Although, again, as we said, there are some who disagree entirely and say you don't even have to do it l'chatchila. The Stechemed, actually, after a couple of pages, bringing down many of the shitas on this, the Stechemed summarizes, he says, there are about 10 reasons why you could be makel b'di'avad. Now, again, he's not telling you l'chatchila. He also seems to assume avad, a person should be mefarish, but b'di'avad, if you weren't mefarish, minim, then you weren't mefarish for subcategories. He has about 10 different svaras, and for the duration of our talk tonight, we'll go through some of the more important or more interesting of his 10 or 12 different svaras. The Bi'ur Halacha actually, the Shulchan Mishnah Berurah doesn't have that much to say about the sugya. The Bi'ur Halacha just says that a person needs to tzarich lefarish every min. He holds you do have to. You can't just say, I'm selling you anything that's a shayal of chametz, a chashash chametz. It's called et ein min yadua, like the Mekar Chaim, etc. He says, however, b'di'eved, if you just wrote anything that's a shayla of chametz, anything that's a chashash chimutz, ayin shtechemed b'shem kam acherim shemitzadim lahakal b'di'eved. So that's the Mishnah Berurah Zachra, that chatchila you have to do it, avada like Makar Chaim. B'di'eved, looking at the shtechemed, you'll see lots of acherim who are makel. So what are the major svaras that the acherim bring to be makel? So of all the shtechemed, a dozen or so different svaras, some of them are fairly technical and fairly narrow. A few of them, though, are yesodistic and cut to the core definition of what exactly is Davar Sheinu Masuyim, and also what exactly is Mechiras Chametz. So the first question is, what is a min? We started talking about this before. Everyone agrees you don't have to specify the exact UPC code of the product. Everyone agrees it's enough to say, certainly it's enough to say Cheerios, it's even enough to say cereal apparently. You don't have to specify exactly what kind you're selling. That's good enough. Same way you don't specify quantity according to the Rambam. You don't have to specify exactly what kind. So you could argue that is chametz itself is a min. When the Rambam says what's called not yadua, not yadua is mystery box. Whatever's in this box, I'm selling to you. It could be gold. It could be tevin. The poskim say that's ein min yadua. But I'm telling you, I'm selling you chametz. I'm selling you anything that's chametz. Look in a dictionary. Look in a Shulchan Aruch. See what chametz is. Chametz is also a category that's specific. But some poskim argue that's called min yadua. Mekar Chaim held not like that. Mekar Chaim apparently held that chametz is too broad. Anything that could be chametz is too broad, so he held that you have to be more specific. But again, that's already one reason why you can challenge Mekar Chaim. You can argue that saying chametz itself is already considered mino yadua. Another svara, why, and this is a major svara that many gedolei acharonim held and many other gedolei acharonim rejected. This is probably the most interesting and most important debate that the poskim have on the topic, is that the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, when they bring this din that Davar Sheinu Masuyim doesn't work, that at some point it stops being sale, it stops being business, and it turns into gambling. So the language of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch is that if it's ein minu yadua, the example is that you say kol ma sheyesh b'bayizeh, anything I have in the house, ani marker l'cha b'kach v'kach, I'm selling you anything in the house for a fixed amount. That's like gambling, because the price you're paying is fixed, $400. Whatever's in the house, if it's gold, you're getting a steal. If it's bricks, then you're losing money. That's called Davar Sheinu Masuyim. Misach Makuvia, the poskim of the Rambam's language is. However, the poskim say, however, if you say the way we do Mechiras Chametz today, in the early poskim we've seen, they used to just sometimes say, I'm selling you all the chametz for a dollar, but the custom that's been established for hundreds of years, we don't do it like that. We say, I'm selling you the chametz for its fair appraised value, as it will be appraised by appraisers, either before or after Pesach. But we sell chametz for its fair value, or for a percentage of its fair value, a little bit less than its total fair value. Demar Kiel says you should actually sell for a few percent less than the fair value, so it should have the character of a real business transaction, because he has to make money on it. I mean, he's not going to buy your Cheerios at their fair market value. He can go to Costco for that. The point is you're giving him a deal. You're giving him 5% off because he's buying a large quantity, 3% off. But either way, the point is the way we sell chametz, that we're selling it for its fair market value. Some posts can say it's not a problem, Davar Sheinu Masuyim at all. Rabbi Yisrael Chanan Spector and the Bar Yitzchak held this way. The Tzach Tzedek proposes this svara. Various acharonim held that it's not a that it's not a problem because it's no longer any mezuyim, because you don't know what you're getting. That's true, but you do know that you're getting a fair price for it, that you, that you're getting your money's worth. That's not called davar sheina mezuyim. This was as far as proposed by a number of gedolei achronim. Others, Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Beis Shlomo, and several tshuvos reject this. They argue that it doesn't matter, even if you're paying, even though the Rambam is true, does say b'kach v'kach, it doesn't matter. Even if you say that I'll pay you the fair, that you're going to pay the fair price for whatever it is, it's still called Eina Masuyim. And they make the point different ways, but they basically argue this whole halacha is not about fair price. V'haraya, what the Beis Shlomo says, v'haraya, because the halacha is if you know what you're getting, but you don't know the quantity, then it's fine. Even though you could also argue that you might be getting ripped off. If I tell you I'm selling you some gold bars. In this box is gold. You don't tell me how much gold, then there could be 3 ounces of gold, there could be 2 pounds of gold. That's a huge difference. So the fact that the difference in price is not the issue here. There'll be Ona maybe, but that's a separate issue. So Beis Shlomo says, you see, the issue is not whether it's a fair price or not. The issue is whether it's a din, whether you know what you're getting or you don't know what you're getting. So to say it's a tziruf of both svaras, he doesn't like that. He says, you see, it's not totally on the fair price. You see, it's totally on knowing what you're getting. So mainly he says, if you don't know what you're getting, even if you know you're getting a fair price, just like if you know what you're getting, even if you don't know it's a fair price, that's fine. So who didn't fakir too? If you don't know what you're getting, even if you are getting a fair price, then it's not fine. Rav Moshe comes to the same conclusion, using a somewhat more complicated argument. But the point is, these achronim hold that the Mekor Chaim is right, that you still have to specify the min, even if the minhag that we have, that you say that the price the guy is going to pay is automatically, by definition, going to be a fair price, it doesn't matter if you don't specify what the min is, it's still a problem of Ein Minu Yadua, and therefore Mekor Chaim is still right, at least L'Chatchila, you still have to specify the min. That was another issue, and this gets into some pretty complicated, pretty deep waters in Chosh and Mishpat. There is a question whether we pass like this Rambam at all. I've been saying that the Shulchan Aruch is so similar like the Rambam. Nevertheless, a number of Gedolei Achronim say we don't pass like the Rambam. Shalom Eshev, others have said the Rambam is not la halacha. They point to certain steerers in Shulchan Aruch and other halachas, but we don't seem to worry about davar sheina mesuyim. There are those who argue that the halacha is not like the Rambam. If so, then we're really home free. If the whole Eina Masuyim that the Rambam invented is not la halacha, then obviously we have major basis for kula. But again, many poskim, certainly l'chatchila, say that you should be choshish for the Rambam, at least l'chatchila, and therefore again, l'chatchila, many, perhaps most poskim agree with the Mekor Chaim that at least l'chatchila you should write it, although again, b'dieved, that's a third major svar to be makil. So far we've said that it could be saying the word chametz itself is meaning a dua. It could be as long as you say the price is going to be fair, you don't have the problem of any mesuyim, and it could be we don't pass the Rambam at all. Those are already three major svaras for why we, at least b'dieved, have some makom l'hakel. Another svara discussed by the Sholem Eshiv, and this is made by Rav Asher Weiss, I think, and others, other poskim say this, is that, again, the fundamental problem with Mechiras Chametz, the whole thing is a harama. The whole thing, whether it's technically a harama, whether it looks like a harama, everyone knows the guy has no interest in buying your chametz. Everyone knows, we've been doing this for years, the guy never walks away with the chametz. Everyone knows the guy is not really planning on carrying away your chametz after Pesach. We say it works anyway because technically it's a valid sale. The guy is willing to cooperate and make a technically valid sale, even though he knows that he's not really planning, when he's working out his plans for the future, he's not actually planning on going into the reselling pre-owned Cheerios business. So some poskim therefore say that the whole problem with davar sheina mesuyim is a person who actually is really making a real sale and plans on doing something, using it or reselling what he's buying, he's not going to do that if he doesn't know what he's getting. Here, he doesn't plan on making any business deal out of it. All he wants is to do the Jew a favor and to help the Jew out. He's getting paid for his trouble, whatever it is. All he wants to do is formally cooperate with the process to end up with a sale that works. So it doesn't matter if it's Eina Masuyim or not. All he wants to do is make a sale that the halakha recognizes as being valid. So the normal rules of Smichas Das get to be suspended. Now, the truth is, the fact that Mechiras Chametz is a harama actually cuts both ways. Because on the one hand, the Sholem Eshiv says, and many of the Achronim say this in different contexts, they say that the fact that Mechiras Chametz is a harama, it's for starters, means that we're much more strict about a lot of other dinim. We want to make it look as little like a harama as possible. So we want to add on as many formalities and as many safeguards and as many clauses as we can to make it look at least as much like a sale as possible. But you also find that this opposite svara, the Sholem Eishev says the opposite svara, you don't really have to worry about smichas das, that in a normal sale will be a problem, because this isn't a normal sale. Nobody really plans on walking away with a chametz, so the guy doesn't mind if he's buying in a mesuyim. The whole problem in a mesuyim is that he's not really samech das. Here he is samech das, because all he wants to do is make a pro forma sale, and that's good enough, and that's all anybody wants. So that is fine. Just run through a couple of the other svaras the post can say for why not enumerating the chametz would be enough. Some say that the problem of Davar Sheina Mesuyim is a cousin or is a version of the problem of Asmachta, a general problem in Choshen Mishpat, that in certain cases we say people are not Samech Das properly. Some poskim say Asmachta doesn't apply to a guy, which obviously would be major basis for Kula. Ramosha in a Tshuva has a very interesting argument why Chametz is not, why there's no problem of Davar Sheina Mesuyim. He argues even L'chatchila you don't really have to specify, spell out the Chametz. Not between you and the Rav. He says you don't have to write it in the Harsha. He says the Rav should tell the guy what the chametz, in general, what kind of things people sell. The Rav should just write cereal, whiskey, bagels, pasta, and so on, without even reference to whether anybody in the shul actually has these things. The standard boilerplate shtam rechira should contain all the minim, so the guy should just generally know what he's getting. But the individual sellers don't have to say what they're selling, and the reason he gives, a very ingenious reason, on the one hand, we mentioned earlier, he's cholek on the Bar Yitzchak, he says that even if you're getting a fair price, you still have to have mino yadua. And he seems to think even mechiras chametz, it doesn't matter that it's haram, it still has to be mino yadua like in the rest of Choshen Mishpat. The reason he's making, he says, is because what we would call the law of large numbers. He says, if you're making an individual person is selling chametz to an individual guy, then you're right. Then he would have to specify what min he's selling, otherwise it's ain't mino yadua. But if a whole shul is selling chametz, he says, so statistically, by the law of large numbers, the guy pretty much knows there's some whiskey, somebody somewhere has some whiskey, somebody somewhere has some cereals, at least somebody somewhere has some pasta, and somebody has a bagel. Now, he doesn't know how much whiskey there is. He doesn't know, and all the chametz he's getting, is it 300 boxes of Cheerios and one bottle of whiskey, or is it 200 bottles of whiskey and one box of Cheerios? That he doesn't know. But that's a question of quantity, and quantity is not a problem. As long as he pretty much knows what the minim are, and because you're dealing with a large number of people, on the average, he can be pretty much assured that he's getting something of everything, that's called mina yadua, Ramosha says, and that's fine. In a Chanami, Ramosha says, if one person is selling, then he should specify, or even if a few people are selling, if you don't have, he doesn't tell you how many you need, but he says it's possible, even if a few people are selling, if you don't have a large enough group for the law of averages to tell you that there's something of everything, then you should really specify. But Ramosha is making, even L'chatchila, that you don't really have to specify. You only have to specify what meaning you're selling, and the Rav doesn't have to know, he says. The Rav, just making the Rav a shliach, he doesn't have to have any smichas das, he doesn't care what he's selling, he has no reason to be smichas das or not. So Ramosha Taka is mekel, amikra din, you don't really have to specify. Now we should note, many posts discuss an intermediate case, or possibly better, possibly worse, where you did specify some meaning and you forgot one of your meaning. Some posts, I think, actually say that's why you shouldn't specify, because by specifying and then leaving something out, that could be a problem. However, the minhag is to always write in the shtaros that a catch-all saying, and anything else I forgot that's chametz should be included too. Many poskim say that's enough. Many poskim argue that it's clear that you want to sell the chametz, you gave examples of chametz, and by saying everything else also that's chametz, again, that's going to be meaning a dua, and in addition to all the other svaras we've said earlier, why, at least b'di'evad, there's certainly good makam lahakel, l'chatchila, it's much less clear. Many poskim are machmer, some people are mekel. I think that this is something that different rabbanim today have different minhagim about whether to ask l'chatchila people to specify the minimum of chametz that they're selling.